By the next morning, everyone in Troop D was indeed in the picture, but it was business as usual. Kurt and Tony went to Pittsburgh to get a Geiger counter. Sandy was off shift, but stopped by two or three times to check on the Buick just the same. It was quiet in there, the car simply sitting on the concrete and looking like an art exhibit. But the needle on the big red thermometer hung from the beam continued to ease down. That struck everyone as extremely eerie, silent confirmation that something was going on in there. Something beyond the ability of mere state troopers to understand, let alone control. No one actually went inside the shed until Kurt and Tony got back in Kurt's Bel Air, SC's orders. Huddy Royer was looking through the shed windows at the Buick when the two of them turned up. He strolled over as Kurt opened the carton sitting on the hood of his car and took the Geiger counter out. "Where's your Andromeda strain suits?" Huddy asked. Kurt looked at him, not smiling. "That's a riot," he said. Kurt and the sergeant spent an hour in there running the Geiger counter all over the Buick's hull, cruising the pickup over the engine, taking it into the cabin, checking the seats and dashboard and weird oversized wheel. Kurt went underneath on a crawly gator, and the sergeant checked the trunk, being especially careful about that. They propped the lid up with one of the rakes on the wall. The counter's needle hardly stirred during any of this. The only time the steady cluck, cluck, cluck coming from its little speaker intensified was when Tony held the pickup close to the radium dial of his wristwatch, wanting to make sure the gadget was working. It was, but the roadmaster had nothing to tell it. They broke only once to go inside and get sweaters. It was a hot day outside, but in Shed B, the needle of the thermometer had settled just a hair below 48. Sandy didn't like it. And when the two of them came out, he suggested that they roll up the doors and let in some of the day's heat. Mr. Dillon was snoozing in the kitchenette, Sandy said. They could close him in there. No, Tony said, and Sandy could see that Curtis went along with that call. Why not? I don't know. Just a feeling. By 3 that afternoon, while Sandy was dutifully printing his name in the duty book under second shift 3P to 11P, and getting ready to head out on patrol, the temperature in Shed B had dropped to 47. That was 40 degrees colder than the summer day on the other side of those thin wooden walls. It must have been around 6 o'clock, while Sandy was parked around the side of Jimmy's diner on the old Statler Pike, drinking coffee and watching for speeders, that the roadmaster gave birth for the first time.